It's the Brew Ha Ha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
All right. Happy Thursday. It is your Thursday drive. I know this because Herlinda and Mark Carpenter are here, so it must be Brew Ha Ha, and it must be Thursday. Wait a minute. I'm being told it's Tuesday. Weird. Okay, cool. It's a special edition of the Brew Ha Ha, I suppose. Christopher Jackson is here. Chris, it's great to see you again, man.
Good to see you again. I'm glad to be back on the air with you.
The only guy who has a better radio voice in town than me. Chris has Seismic Brewing. Of course, he's part of the... His dad was Jess Jackson, and he is part of the wine world with Jackson Family Wines. But he's got Seismic Brewing. And Christopher, talk about the origins of Seismic Brewing. How did this all start and when?
You know, Seismic was one of those ideas where you're hanging out with your buddies and you're having a couple pints and you think to yourself, hey, I'm in the art of fermentation in the wine industry. We could do this too. And it started as a simple concept, really, and grew to be a little bit more aspirational of a concept. And distilling it down, if you will, we wanted to make world-class beer, and we wanted to make it in an environmentally sustainable way.
And how long ago did you kick off Seismic?
So we started conceptualizing on the project about 4 years ago, and we have been in operation 2 years.
But until this week, no brick-and-mortar space, right, to go to and try all the Seismic beers?
You know, we have had unbelievable support from the local community, and some of the best bars in town have been proud to represent us and vice versa. But having a place, having a home to call our own, yeah, to pour all of our beers, to talk about who we are, what we do, what we aspire to be in craft beer, means the world to us.
So this Friday, is it? You're kicking it open?
So we're actually aiming to go live tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that congratulations.
Would be Friday because today's Thursday. So they're opening a new tap room in Sebastopol. Where in Sebastopol?
So this is right on Sebastopol Avenue. Pretty much as you go into Sebastopol from Highway 12, it turns to Sebastopol Avenue.
Oh, cool.
And it's the very first corner spot that you'll see on the
wow.
Road.
Location, 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 my friend.
No, I couldn't agree more. We get something like 30,000 cars that drive by per day.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And it's a pretty large location, at least from the pictures I saw. I haven't been there yet.
Looking I was there last night.
You know, I have to say, I thought that was the case first, too. But after doing a couple of soft launches with our beer community, I'm like, thank God for that extra square footage.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, I'm looking at a photo on the PD. It looks beautiful. And if food, I'm sure.
You know, we aren't doing food ourselves, but we're working with a lovely lady named Kendra with the farmer's wife, and she's going to do sandwiches with us. We're going to have Sebastopol Cookie Company cookies, Volo chocolate from Windsor. We're just going to cater a couple of foods that we are very proud of the local community.
Very nice. And
how many beers, pardon me for
go ahead. No, no.
How many beers are you opening up with?
So we'll have 13 to start.
Ah, good range.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that number will go anywhere from 12 to 15, depending on the time.
And I tried every single one of them yesterday, last night. It was a sweet party.
Me too.
But he brought my personal favorite of the night last night, the Steinstrasse. And then you also brought the Danger Zone that won a bronze at the California State Fair competition, right?
So that got a silver, and that is the first botanical-based, fruit-based kettle-soured beer we've ever brewed. It's called a Goza. It's not for everybody, fair warning. It's tart, 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 but if you like that type of thing, I think it's a great example.
I'm a wimp. I don't like the tart, but so many people do.
Yeah, you know.
It's very popular.
What I'll say is that Andy Hooper, my brewmaster and buddy, and I love every single beer we brew, but that doesn't guarantee that everybody's going to love every single beer we brew. So if you like light American lagers or you like heavy-handed IPAs, we've got a bit of everything for everyone.
With 13 beers, there's going to be something for everybody.
Yeah, they had porters. They had an Imperial Stout. They have the Kolsch before it becomes barrel-aged.
That's one of my favorites is your Kolsch. I think it's just a great example of that style of beer.
The beer in your glass, is that Kolsch?
Yeah, it's delicious.
And your Stone Street Chardonnay barrels, right?
Yeah, so Stone Street is mountain grown in a place we call Pocket Peak in Alexander Valley. It's a great expression of mountain grown Chardonnay, and it's all native fermentation, natural yeast. And we just had an opportunity to take a style we loved with liquefaction Kolsch and put it in my my other baby, Stone Street, in some of the barrels.
Right.
And
Stone Street, great stuff.
Yeah, Steinstrasse, nobody can pronounce it, but it's German for Stone Street. And, you know, the funny joke, the bad joke, everybody always winces. I apologize in advance, would be Stone Street is rock and seismic is roll. So when my kids ask me what I do, I say I'm a rock and roll star.
Very good.
Why
that,
not?
That goes very well with the seismic, yeah, the whole and the tremor.
Talk, Chris, about the a little more about the sustainable aspect of the brewery and the beer you make at Seismic.
You know, sustainability is a consequence of our vision for the future, which is that I'm building Seismic for my boys, I'm building it for my family, and we've seen with recent events in Sonoma County what climate change can do to the local beverage community and the broader community.
Yep.
So for me, it was important to be able to brew beer proudly and qualitatively, but also to not ignore the environmental impacts of that process. So we are one of the most water-efficient breweries in the world, and we're knocking on the door of carbon neutrality.
What neutrality?
Carbon neutrality.
Oh, carbon. I thought you said carpet.
No.
Well, I didn't say carpet in the place.
Mark?
Yeah, I had the pleasure of visiting the brewery a while back, and they really have built an efficient brewery. And it's so important these days, you know, because water resources, especially in Northern California, it's always in trouble, you know. So you got to make the most efficient use of the water that you're using, and they're doing a great job of it.
Yeah, thank you for that. I mean, I'm so proud of what we've been able to do, but we had great shoulders of giants to stand upon. What Mr. Grossman did with Sierra Nevada, how amicable they've been towards us.
Mm-hmm. He's always been helpful to everyone. I mean, yeah, that's good.
It's a collegial community. Who is Seismic to Sierra Nevada? But they called us up and said, anything you need to know,
yeah,
you give us a phone call.
They are so – I've been to Sierra Nevada. I know you have too, Mark, and they're, like, so sustainable as well, and solar and water and all that. I love that you guys are working hand-in-hand with that. And what's interesting is that you're – we had the best talk last night, like, you know, in the middle of, you know, the party that you had going about all of this when we were, you know, talking about the brewery and topics and things. It's one of the things I tell people the most about Seismic is that it's the most sustainable brewery, like you know, in Sonoma County, like, that I've seen so far. And I think it's so important. And, you know, you were able to go big right away, but you also did all the right stuff right away. And I think that's really great. But you guys got directly affected at the Barlow by climate change. That's how we started talking about it. I said, well, you know, if you want to talk about the flood, you know, we can talk about that or not talk about that. And you wanted to talk about it and about why that happened. And I really appreciated that, you know, you went right into about that, your feelings.
You know, it's a bit of a vicious cycle. You get wetter winters, you get hotter, drier fire season, and they exacerbate each other, right? And we've seen the consequence of both in my family company, in my brewery, and with the local community as well. And I'm viewing it as a moral obligation to take these issues seriously. So that's my promise to you. We're going to do
the
what
sound
we can.
Of one hand clapping. Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. It's just sustainability is so important. You know, we know the wine grape growers have been doing this for years now. And are there others in the craft beer industry around here that are as intense about sustainability?
You know,
that you know?
I think that there are people that do their part. Everybody I know in the local community is looking at what they do, how they brew. I had a great conversation with Colin McCollum at Hennas. We've talked to the Chalurzos about what they're doing at Russian River. I know Bear Republic has been an early adopter of the Cambrian EcoVolt, which is what we use for water reclamation. So people are doing their part in the local craft brewery industry, and I'm very proud to be a part of this group.
You should be. The new Seismic tap room is opening tomorrow.
It is. Come visit us.
What are the hours going to be?
So we're going to be open from 11:30 to 9 p.m.
Wow. Good hours. Starting tomorrow, it's in Sebastopol, Seismic Brewing. Christopher Jackson from Seismic and also Jackson Family Wines. Very cool, man. Good to see you again.
Good to see you again. Thank you, Mr. Jackson.
Herlinda and Mark Carpenter. I guess we'll see you again Thursday.
Yeah,
unless today's Thursday.
We have time for. I have another question for
Quickly.
Christopher. Have you thought about going into politics yourself at all?
Oh, God, no. I'll leave that to the politicians. I know that Steve had some a gentleman by the name of Congressman Thompson on before, and that's Mike's purview, but I'd rather be an entrepreneur and build a company, I think.
So would I. It's a lot more fun, and it's cool. Christopher Jackson, thank you, man. Seismic Brewing opening tomorrow in Sebastopol, their new brew pub. Great to see you.
Thank you so much.
All right, Herlinda, Mark Carpenter.
Good to see you, buddy.
What are we doing Thursday, do you know?
Well, we've got 4th of July this Thursday.
Oh, that's
today
right.
Really is Tuesday.
And that's what we're doing.
And actually, somebody that you know will be in here next Thursday, Admiral Maltine, Dave McLean, Admiral Maltine out of Alameda. I know you've used their malt in your IPA, I believe. In your Alluvium Pilsner, you do use the Admiral Maltine malts. But Dave McLean's going to be in the studio talking about Outside Lands, music and
that time
beer
again?
Festival.
Jeez.
Yep, it's in August, so that will be really fun. And there is another beer, too, but we'll have to drink that off air.
Well, you're going to have to do it. I'm on an alcohol break, so go ahead.
I will drink it for you.
So
then.
You'll have a wonderful fifth.
Like the rest of us.
Thank you very much.
Hopefully it's seismic.
All right.